Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
In regard to what's happening in our skies, we can hide from that vaccine, we can refuse it, but we can't hide from what's coming down in the air column. So again, it comes down to a population brought to the point where they realize they are fighting for their survival right here, right now.
Are you saying that you believe they're spraying graphene on us with these chemtrails?
We found it in the precipitation, can't get there any other way. Are they spraying it? It would appear the answer is absolutely yes.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks again for tuning in. That was my friend Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. And as if the mRNA gene therapy eugenics plan wasn't enough to worry about, it appears the geoengineering plan to extinguish most of life on this planet is accelerating. Please share this information far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has US-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to. Right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you guys back. Friends, since we're under attack, a multi-vector, multifaceted attack by the enemies of humanity, an attack which includes poisoning our water, our air, our vaccines, their vaccines, I should say, and they're not vaccines at all, especially the COVID mRNA gene therapy. I wanted to get Dane Wigington back on the line. He's the founder of geoengineeringwatch.com. We have so much to talk about today. I haven't spoken with Dane in far too long, so it's time to catch up. Dane, can you hear me?
Very good, Sean, and thank you for your willingness to address this wider horizon issue. And just a quick clarification, geoengineeringwatch.com does go to our site, but we're actually geoengineeringwatch.org.
Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, I may as well do this screen share. This is from my buddy Fire Medic 8. Four U-turns in a row. I'll just play this. I'll turn down the sound. It's set to music here. But let's just talk about solar radiation management, carbon dioxide removal. That's Bill Gates' wet dream as he wants to innovate to zero. I'm going to just play this and then give you the floor. Have you seen any improvements at all, Dane? Or is the attack only intensifying?
Absolutely. One direction, worsening, intensifying, being ramped up. They're doubling down on their insanity with each passing day, Sean.
Isn't that just horrifying? I don't know if Fire Medic shot this himself. I'll have to ask him. He's been on the show before.
But anyone who could think that's, quote, condensation, I want to keep that clear out the gate. That narrative is perhaps, again, one of the most glaring deceptions ever propagated on populations. When we have up-close film footage taken at altitude from behind dispersing aircraft, nozzles visible turning on and off. This is not condensation. And people should utilize their sense of reason. Do they see, for example, if we on a documentary about researchers in Antarctica where their breath is condensing, you know, very heavily, do they see a cloud hanging over the head of those individuals? Of course not. Condensation doesn't behave in that manner. And again, we have up close photographs of these retrofit nozzles mounted on aircraft wing pylons aimed into the exhaust jet stream to make this look like, quote, condensation. Virtually everything we see in our skies, Sean, everything is exactly the described method of solar radiation management by the entire so-called climate science community of spraying particulates into the atmosphere to try to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy, with all the ramifications and consequences that we see happening: destroyed ozone layer, disrupted hydrological cycle, ubiquitous contamination of the entire planet, all of it happening. And yet we're told we're not really seeing what we're seeing. And the contamination somehow isn't connected to these programs because they're not ongoing, which obviously they are. So we're truly living in an asylum. And at this point, again, what we've tried to warn about at geoengineeringwatch.org for so long is that if these programs were allowed to continue, mathematically, statistically, we have no chance of even near-term survival on this planet. And this is not some benevolent programs that are ongoing. It's weather warfare. It's an attempt by the controllers to mask the true severity of climate and ecological collapse at the cost of worsening the entire scenario. This is truly the epitome of human insanity, and I would argue the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm.
Looking at the site here, guys, I would advise everybody to stop on over and watch The Dimming. That's the groundbreaking documentary about this phenomenon known as, what are we calling it these days? Are we calling it geoengineering? Are we calling it chemtrails? And by the way, what are they spraying specifically for those new to this issue? What are we finding besides barium, aluminum, stuff that poisons the earth? Anything else? More gallons at this point? They're probably spraying nanotech on us.
We have found more. Let me back up to the first part of your question. The most descriptive term, climate engineering, although engineering is too dignified a term, it still will bring people to climate science data or science data as a whole, as opposed to the chemtrails term, which is certainly descriptive. It's fine for personal conversation, but it's the immediate marginalization word with any media or official sources, elected officials. But the climate engineering term, again, far more descriptive. Solar radiation management, cloud albedo enhancement, stratospheric aerosol injection, those are all science terms. In regard to what's coming down through our air column, Sean, yes, it gets worse. We have aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, and now we know we have graphene. And I know you know what graphene is, Sean, and all the places it's showing up, including in the injections. We have found the science study advocating for graphene as an ice nucleating element. That's for artificial ice nucleation for weather modification. This is when you see, Sean, the massive cool downs, the weather whiplash, flash freeze cool downs that you see happening all over the globe now. Have you caught some of that?
Yeah, I've seen some news items. My wife told me it was going to snow in Florida the other day.
Well, that's exactly what we're addressing here. And the nucleating elements and graphene, now we know, amongst those toxic nucleating elements. And graphene is also used as a biological carrier platform. So what else might they be dispersing in our skies? And why would we think they wouldn't? When we see the spread of COVID, for example, we had 25 countries in a wave of 3 days. A second wave of COVID was 85 countries in 3 days. That would be difficult to achieve without aerial dispersion. And when we have the world's second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, who stated in his own words, and we have a recording of his statement, we own it at geoengineeringwatch.org. He stated what he did for the US DOD, Department of Defense, was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. We have Italian researchers that have, with peer-reviewed study, proven that CV19 was found attached to airborne particulates. Why wouldn't these dots connect? And when we look at the historical record of the U.S. military's biological experimentation over innocent, unknowing U.S. populations, even as of 1977, there are 239 known cases of such experimentation taking place. It's business as usual. So from every conceivable direction, what's being dispersed in our skies, we cannot hide from, and the damage it's doing to the planet's life support systems are beyond grave. And to add one more nail to that coffin, if you will, the ozone layer is absolutely collapsing. We have a former NASA contract engineer that works directly for us. Climate engineering, the core causal factor, not the only factor, but the single greatest factor by far. Based on the latest data, we are getting not just UVA and UVB on the surface, massive amounts of UVB now. We're getting UVC, which is a DNA altering spectrum of UV radiation. Now we've detected some X-ray. That's indicative of a total ozone layer collapse, which at the current rate of loss mathematically, this NASA contract engineer estimates we may face functional collapse of the ozone layer in as little as 18 months. And I don't think I need to explain how severe that is. I mean, it's doesn't mean you perish overnight, but it means that the plankton are gone, which means the ocean is dead. Insects are gone, which they're 80 to 90% gone already. Can't grow food. It means that whatever you've got in your cupboard is all you're going to get. You can stay inside, but at that point, I think we know what that conclusion is. So that's one more factor on top of everything else. Again, I know the horizon looks very dim, but I want to stress this early on in this exchange. We have to focus on priorities. And if we can expose and halt the insanity in our skies, and we can allow the planet to respond on its own, we face unimaginable challenge and unimaginable blowback from the collapsing ecosystems around the globe. But if we could allow the planet to respond on its own, we would at least buy time, Sean. And I would argue that's worth fighting for.
Yeah, it sure is. And the problem is that the Monopoly men, if you've seen the documentary Monopoly, BlackRock and Vanguard, they own everything. And the corporations are all intertwined and they all sit on the boards of each other's boards of directors. So the people that are doing this, I should say the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the 1% that are doing this, they're very difficult to stop. And maybe one of the show ponies for these people is Bill Gates, who says we need to innovate to zero. By 2050, there will be zero carbon emissions. That's only bad for the planet. That's only bad for humanity. He knows it. The elite know it. And now their operation is in the wide open. Everybody can see this, at least those of us who are paying attention, Dane.
Let me put a few points into context here. When they refer to dates of 2050, on the current trajectory, none of us will be here in 2050 or 2040 or even statistically 2030. And I know many will roll their eyes and walk away from those types of statements, but I want to add some more statistics to that to put it into context again. We've already lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insect populations, terrestrial and aquatic. We published that. We were the first ones to publish that at geoengineeringwatch.org nearly a decade ago. The science community tried to marginalize that conclusion. Now they've completely acknowledge it because they can't hide it any longer. Anybody can search insect apocalypse and verify what I'm stating, although they still try to downplay the severity of it in some of those reports. Wildlife populations. We have lost over 70% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years alone. On the current trajectory, we face the zero hour for no functional populations of wildlife left on planet Earth. Again, doesn't mean not a single specimen, but no functional populations. 2026. We have the ozone scenario, which I've already covered. The oceans are dying by the day. We're facing what's called Canfield Ocean. That's lifeless, stratified, oxygenless, superheated seas. We are almost there. We're seeing sea temperatures in some places in the Arctic that are 25 degrees above normal. So the gravity of what's unfolding cannot be overstated. And I would argue that the COVID-19 scenario, the global conflict we see occurring now, and ongoing false flag scenarios are all part of the controller response to what's unfolding. Biosphere collapse has beat them to the intersection. It's happened sooner than they were fully prepared for it to happen. And as far as what we can do, and you're certainly completely correct about the monopolization and control of all forms of media and communication, but if the population is brought to the point where they fully understand that they are fighting for their lives right here and right now, one would only hope that they would proverbially take to the streets with their pitchforks and torches to find all those responsible, hold them legally and morally accountable. And again, yes, those in power are absolutely guilty of being the most responsible for this dark place we now find ourselves in. But I would stress this, Sean, we have so many, and I'm sorry to say, but this is an absolute inarguable fact that needs to be acknowledged. So many in the population that are either actively or passively supporting the insanity. It cannot be otherwise. They're just, quote, doing their jobs. People in agencies, people in media, people in many other arenas of human activity and service. they couldn't do, they, i.e. the controllers, the central bankers, those who print the money, those who own the corporations you mentioned, they couldn't do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority population. That must change. People need to stop going about their lives as if this is all going to just blow over. That's not going to happen.
Well, I worry about that, but they give us so much to worry about. And one of the problems, Dane, is that the geoengineering or the weather manipulation strategy is, it's a little difficult to go after the specific people responsible for this. And even if we knew exactly who they were, there's no justice in this country. And I'm going to flush that thought out with the example of the mRNA experimental gene therapy. Are you shocked at all that they've rolled that strategy out and people like Fauci and Andrew Bourla at Pfizer continue to walk around free? These people aren't being indicted for their crimes. In fact, Fauci has now come out just over the past week and said a fourth shot will be needed as Pfizer begins to say the same thing. So that to me is a more actionable crime against humanity in which we know exactly who the players are and still we see no indictments. See, you see what I'm driving at here? So how do we stop geoengineering if we can't even stop this mRNA gene therapy bioweapon?
I fully understand your frustration and your point, and I agree with it. In regard to what's happening in our skies, we can hide from that vaccine, we can refuse it, but we can't hide from what's coming down in the air column. So again, it comes down to a population brought to the point where they realize they are fighting for their survival right here, right now. And we are going to hit the wall. That's a given. Again, when you have an example I've given many times, because it's a clear example. If a car is going 100 miles an hour, 10 feet from impact, you can put the brakes on all you want. You're going to hit. And I'm sorry, that's a bitter pill to swallow, but that's the fact of the matter. But we can change the flavor of that impact to a degree if we can expose the insanity and those most responsible for it. And we may perhaps be able to salvage some part of Earth's life support systems so that someone might make it through what's coming. But in regard to the public's lack of response, and even with the CV-19 narrative that changes by the day, that is incredibly transparent at this point, and yet we have populations, Sean, and I know you know this, how many are still defending adamantly, doubling down on their support of the matrix of this injection that clearly has nothing to do with helping the health and welfare of populations. It's clearly a form of culling the herd, because the power structure knows that the planet can no longer support populations. That's a mathematical and statistical fact. So yes, I understand that the futile feeling of populations that just won't respond, but nevertheless, we need to keep trying to make clear to those that are willing to wake up that if we don't collectively respond now, we aren't going to be here much longer, Sean. That's a fact of the matter.
Yeah. Tell us about this fact checker lawsuit filed. You've been fact checked. See, here's the thing. They fact check all of the truth tellers, and the truth tellers that they can terminate off of YouTube and Twitter and Vimeo and Patreon, as they've done to me. Well, that's what they do. They try to just flush us down the toilet entirely. So what did they fact check you on, Dane?
That's a good question. And hey, I'll answer that in 1 second. I want to add one more thing to what I was stating. If we can reach a critical mass of awareness and those participating in these programs, climate engineering or the medical industrial complex, and I just had a very uplifting experience with a local medical facility in Northern California. And I was shocked because my daughter had to have a surgery and I was ready for battle going into there. And I was shocked at the amount of staff that was awake, aware, rolled out the red carpet to us because they knew we were involved with the climate engineering effort. I was really shocked at the turnaround in that group. So it is possible. If we can reach a critical mass of awareness and those participating in the insanity realize they're killing themselves and their posterity along with the rest of us, that includes climate engineering operations and those who man those operations, we would have a chance of at least stopping these programs from the inside out. Back to the quote fact checker. We have a unique situation in this case. We are suing this fact checker because he has misrepresented himself as an independent third party. I have a long history with this individual debating him on the air, and he has carried a grudge since because I think he was unprepared for that I knew the facts inside out, upside down, and backwards. He did not fare well in that debate. We have many emails showing his animosity toward me. He represented himself as an independent fact checker immediately when the Dimming documentary came out. That's the crown jewel of our work at geoengineeringwatch.org, proving climate engineering operations are happening. And he is solely responsible for the for Facebook's flagging of that documentary and all of our work. So we had an opportunity by exposing this individual and the baselessness with which he, quote, fact-checked. And in doing so, we have a chance to fully expose climate engineering. So we were throwing everything at this. And I encourage your listeners to read the full legal complaint is published in our post. And I would encourage them to read that. And subsequent posts will show our responses to his attorneys. But we are going to try to make an example out of this, quote, fact-checker, as corporate media has done to anyone who tries to tell the truth. They try to make an example out of people, don't they, Sean, so that others won't even try to tell the truth?
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. 100% right.
We're doing the same thing in reverse here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's a Caltech scientist, Douglas McMartin. All right, I got to watch that debate. I didn't know that that had occurred. Yeah, the fact checkers are always non-governmental, organizationally funded. So like the Poynter Institute, or, you know, some Soros related. Oh, I'll give you a great example. Media Matters for America. They did a hit piece about many of us on YouTube in October of 2020. And on that same day, many of us on YouTube were terminated without cause or warning. No strikes on my YouTube channel, but terminated at literally the request of Media Matters for America. A week later, another hit piece by Media Matters for America. And many of us are blown off of Patreon. Terminated without cause, without warning. So it's so obvious now, Dane, who the enemies of humanity are. But I guess they don't care about terminating life on Earth because they've got a seed vault in Antarctica.
The doomsday seed vault. That's an interesting scenario. Of course, Bill Gates involved with that as well. It's already undergone significant damage in recent years because of thawing that happened far sooner than they expected in that location. So there's flooding inside the seed vault. And again, the exponential nature of what's unfolding, I would argue, has beat the controllers to the intersection. And this is where, again, I know many are polarized. Few of us care for example, Al Gore or the environmental groups. I don't care for any of them either. But what I stress is that we can't have any legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing climate engineering. We know that the so-called environmental groups won't address climate engineering because they don't want to lose their 501c3 nonprofit. We know that because our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org have spoken to their attorneys, and that's exactly what they told us. So we have total hypocrisy in the so-called environmental community. And the as far as the climate science community goes, they are bought, sold, and paid for from top to bottom. But that doesn't mean that real damage hasn't been done. I want to stress that. You can't do what we've done to the planet, and I don't think anyone can argue we've been very poor stewards of the planet, climate engineering being the epitome of that poor stewardship. But real damage is done. Real consequences are inevitable. And many, Sean, you probably hear this from people regarding climate engineering. They deny it because they say they wouldn't do this to themselves. Have you ever had that thrown at you?
Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which by the way has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, people are in denial about this issue. But people are in denial about all sorts of issues, including my mom and people we know who willingly went out and took the experimental jab without doing any research.
They are, which is shocking to me, the amount of people. And then they, even if they have repercussions, they still deny the connection. Right. In regard to the climate engineering operations and the decimation they are inflicting on Earth's remaining life support systems, we hear this at geoengineeringwatch.org all the time that, well, this can't be happening because they wouldn't do this to themselves. And I would like to point out how much they, i.e. the money printers, those who control militaries, thus they control countries, how much have they done to themselves already? When we have the detonation of 2,400 nuclear devices, which contaminated the entire planet. We have Fukushima and Chernobyl. By the way, Chernobyl, even before the Russian invasion, was the sarcophagus is disintegrating. We're likely headed for another meltdown there, triple meltdown at Fukushima. And we have 440 more nuke plants around the world, and we're building 60 more on top of that. All of these plants are going to go into meltdown when society collapses and there's no one to demand those plants. And the controllers are building more of them right now. So again, we're not dealing with insanity, and people need to get that through their heads. A cancer doesn't intend to kill the host, but it intends to proliferate unchecked. The host eventually dies. Same scenario here. Those in power are behaving like a cancer. And based on psychoanalysis, the common thread with their various forms of mental deficiency, the common thread is this: there's a near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. We are not dealing with sanity. Climate engineering, and again, that's too dignified a term. This is climate disruption operations being used as weather warfare, being used to mask the severity of climate collapse. And I want to stress the cool down, Sean. This is really important because this is a major, major aspect of climate engineering that only geoengineeringwatch.org is acknowledging and trying to bring to light. And we have the patents for chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, which when you seed cloud moisture with that, it creates a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the surface. So what do we see now in every single headline, Weather Channel, AccuWeather, all owned by the corporations you already mentioned? Headlines like weather whiplash, extreme fluctuations in temperature, literally going from Denver just went again from pushing 80 to single digits, you know, in the course of a day or two. And this is not nature. And these headlines confuse people as to the true state of climate collapse because they see all this cold, 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 and they wonder how there could be any warm anywhere. But these are just localized events, sensationalized, completely engineered. And that needs to be considered when the climate engineering discussion is put on the table.
Yeah. Do you have any statistics about the decline of the bird population, the bee population? I know that there's all sorts of trouble with the bees, which might be related to RF radiation, cell phone towers, glyphosate, all of the above. But anecdotally speaking, and I've told you this in the past, we have a little wooded area outside our back of our house, and it used to be populated with birds and the singing of birds in the summer. It was an orchestration of beautiful bird music. And now there are precious few birds, and that's anecdotal, but it's the God's honest truth from my perspective, where I live.
Oh, you're completely correct. The forest, I live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's wilderness in every direction. There's about 2,000 square miles of wilderness north of me. And I've frequented all these locations, sometimes once or twice a week for many years. Historically, there were so many birds in the forest canopy here that you couldn't sleep once the first light came up. I mean, it was like being in an aviary, and now it's deafeningly silent. In regard to the bees, I would ask your listeners to search online, and possibly not on Google because they're trying to censor anything and everything that matters, as you know, but search bees aluminum. We have peer-reviewed science study to prove that the bees are dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia in a human being. This is peer-reviewed study again, because they're packed full of aluminum. Why is no one reporting on this? And yes, the RF frequencies are a problem. So are there forms of pollution, the glyphosate. But when bees die 1,000 miles away from the nearest urban anything or farm anything, we know there's a bigger problem. And that problem is the contamination that's falling from our skies, climate engineering fallout. Again, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers. Now we know graphene. And all of these elements, Sean, highly toxic in and of themselves. But when you combine these elements, you have what's called synergistic toxicity. And the overall toxicity can improve exponentially. In the case of aluminum and mercury, all of us have both elements in us now. When you combine those elements, toxicity can increase. Overall toxicity as much as 10,000%, 100 times worse. So it's a wonder any of us are still able to function at this point. But how much longer we will is a question that needs to be asked. And again, I stress this: crops are collapsing around the globe because insect population is collapsing, pollinators collapsing, soils are contaminated. We have UV radiation now frying everything. We're going to have empty store shelves very soon. And at that point, the law of the jungle prevails.
I worry about the store shelves, and we talk about that all of the time. And, you know, a couple of the solutions would be, and they're only short-term solutions, that's to prepare by getting storable foods. But that's so far from a solution to what ails us that I almost hesitate to even say it, because you can see what's going on. Again, it's a multi-pronged attack against humanity. First, they shut down the supply lines, the supply chain, lines because of COVID and the lockdowns, and then the ports were a problem. And you had all these ships stacking up. Now there's a war in Ukraine, so there's going to be a shortage of all commodities because of, God knows we can't get anything now from Russia because Putin, bad man, Russia. It's absolutely, in my view, a design, a strategy to depopulate. And those of us that they can't take out with the experimental mRNA gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine, they're going to try to take out by way of famine. And it's not just me saying that. It's people like Ice Age Farmer and others who point to this in the problems every single day. Quantifiable news items, quantifiable problems, all being orchestrated by design.
I completely agree with you. And the facts are completely supportive of that conclusion. What I would hope, again, would be plugged into the equation is the overlying issue of what's happening in our skies. And this is why we focus on climate engineering at geoengineeringwatch.org, because it is everything else as well. Again, graphene, when we find that in the mix. And by the way, to back up graphene being in the mix, we have a major institution that performed that testing for us, 5 precipitation tests, 3 liquid precipitation, i.e. rain, and 3 frozen precipitation, which I won't dignify with the term snow. It's not snow. It's just chemically frozen precipitation. But graphene was found in all of those cases. What I would hope is that there would be a united conversation on what's happening in our skies, and there would be a bridge built on the current divide of those arguing about, is it warming? Is it cooling? We need to discuss climate engineering before there can be any legitimate discussion about the climate period. And too many sources that are making claims one way or the other about the state of the climate are completely omitting climate engineering. They're completely omitting the completely engineered winter weather events. And I hope your listeners will search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org to find all the reports there, shocking reports, shocking film footage. And so when we see, for example, Sean, you remember the big cool down in Texas last year, right? You
sure.
Remember that?
Sure. Yeah.
So when Dallas was 0 degrees, somehow from moisture that just migrated from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, Dallas was 0 degrees. What didn't we hear? At the approximate same latitude in Florida, it was 85 degrees. It was 33 degrees warmer at the North Pole. And speaking of which, the North Pole just hit 33 plus degrees in winter. It was raining about 3 of the last 10 years at the North Pole at Christmas. We never hear about that. Remember the Boston snows that were so sensationalized? How much snow happened in Boston in 2014? Remember that?
Yeah.
Same time, 14,000 feet up in the Sierras, there was nothing, no snow. And on the Boston snows, we had lots of photography and film footage of the frozen Boston Harbor. How does that happen when the seawater there was about 40 degrees Fahrenheit? Seawater doesn't freeze until 28.4 degrees Fahrenheit, much colder than freshwater. How do you have frozen material on that surface? It's been chemically nucleated. And we have in the Arctic satellite imagery of what looks like chemical spills on the sea surface. It's chemical ice nucleating that's being conducted on the sea surface to try to create the illusion of more ice than there is there. And again, I have nothing but disdain for Al Gore. I have nothing but disdain for the environmental groups, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a real issue here that's not being discussed. And that issue is climate engineering. And I hope that all bring that into their conversation, because anyone making any claim about the climate from any capacity or perspective that's not addressing climate engineering, that's not addressing chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, that's not a legitimate discussion. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But they don't use the term climate engineering. They always say climate change. We need to pay carbon taxes to international criminal banksters because climate change. It's absolutely preposterous. They will not address the real issues because they're behind the real issues, the stuff that ails us, in my view. Again, it's all a strategy. And I think it was Einstein who said, once the bees go, then humans go. You said something pretty startling. I want to back up. I don't know that it's breaking news. Evidently, it wouldn't be breaking news to your crew and to people who follow you. But are you saying that you believe they're spraying graphene on us with these chemtrails? Because that would make sense. They want the Internet of Things. They want everything tracked and traced. And I think graphene oxide or some component of graphene is a big part of that puzzle.
Where else could it come from? Again, we have 5 tests from a major institution. By the way, that institution has now lost one of their grants. They were not given a reason why. They think it's because they conducted this testing, because no one else would do it for us. We have science study advocating for graphene as an ice nucleating element. That means to spray into cloud moisture to accelerate nucleation at temperatures far higher than it should otherwise occur. That's why we have the massive hailstones now everywhere. That's why we have the, look at the winter storms we have, Sean, that are originating from the Gulf of Mexico week after week after week with theatrical names, moisture migrating straight from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, suddenly, quote, turns over to snow. That's the new term with the Weather Channel and AccuWeather. Elevation is no longer an issue with snow in so many locations. It just depends on your, if you're on the warm side of the quote winter storm or the cold side of the quote winter storm. This is chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. I ask your listeners to consider the ski slopes you see, like we just saw in China. We saw a big ski slope in the middle of an abandoned industrial zone. Only snow was on the slope. They chemically nucleate moisture and create a frozen material. And that's what we see. It's been happening on ski slopes for years. But yet when it comes to pointing out that, hey, that's what they're doing in our cloud moisture, people are so programmed, they just roll their eyes and walk away as if somehow our government wouldn't do this to us. That's exactly what's happening. So back to graphene, your listeners can search graphene skies, geoengineeringwatch.org, graphene skies and skies. And don't do it on Google, because Google deleted us about 2 years ago, overnight. Went from the top of the first page for a search on geoengineering, because we had nearly 40 million visitors to our site, to being vaporized overnight from 20 pages. So, you know, other search engines work better, but if they search geoengineeringwatch.org, graphene skies, they'll see copies of the science report advocating for graphene. We found it in the precipitation, can't get there any other way. Are they spraying it? It would appear the answer is absolutely yes.
This is a really, really grim picture that's being painted here. And it's not just geoengineering, friends. Again, I want to do another screen share. Dane, have you seen the explosion in cancer? Have you heard the stories of people who get the mRNA gene therapy and then suddenly get terrible, terrible stage 4 cancer? My wife knows people that this has happened to. Now, of course, they won't correlate it. They somehow can't tie it to the fact that they got this shot. But here's a bombshell. Thanks to Natural News, 2 days ago, Fauci owns patent on SARS-CoV-2 GP120 HIV insertion, which destroys the body's cancer-killing T cells. You can't make this stuff up.
This is where it's perplexing, and I'm completely with you, and I agree. It is this bad. Yes, it is this bad. All this is occurring. The part that's difficult to assimilate for me with the population as a whole is that they have a mental gatekeeper, which prevents them from understanding that, of course, the controllers are going to cull the herd. Of course they are. Why wouldn't they? When they've stated on the record for how long that their intent of thinning the herd down to 5% or less than what it is. And this part also it needs to be acknowledged as well, so that it makes more sense to those who are trying to comprehend what's occurring. The planet can't support the population that's here any longer. That's a statistical fact. Even if the planet was completely whole and healthy, we are using the resources that would take about five planets to, quote, sustain, to truly sustain. And it's getting worse by the day. So, yeah, you can drive your example I've given before. You can drive your motorhome out in the middle of the desert and run out of gas. And as long as you've got a refrigerator full of food, you think everything's fine. When that food runs out, not so much. And that's exactly where we're at. The life support systems of the planet are absolutely imploding. And I hear from people, Sean, who say, well, you know, we could fit everybody in the state of Texas and still have some elbow room left over. That's not the point. It's not about elbow room. It's about resources and destruction of habitat. And without habitat, there's no humans. It's that simple. And so, again, it's important to remember that it's a complex equation to bring everybody to the table, including the environmentalists, which, again, I have no love for at this point. And I would live in a teepee and eat acorns, Sean, if I could live on a healthy planet. But as far as the, quote, environmental community, they are behaving with unimaginable hypocrisy. But it's just important in order to bring the tribes together to acknowledge the fact that we have been very poor stewards of the planet in too many ways to even quantify. Climate engineering, worst of all. But it's important to remember it's not just a this or that equation. It's a this and that equation. Any human activity that's harmful to the life support system of the planet is a problem. But the biggest problem, the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, climate engineering. It's in engineering, again, the wrong term. It's weather warfare. It's planetary decimation. It's genocide. It's omnicide. Any label you want to throw at it. But if we don't stop what's happening in our skies very soon, game over. And that's a mathematical, statistical fact.
It does really feel like the clock is running and time is running out in so many different ways, not the least of which is UN Agenda 2030 policies. You can see Biden has done a very good job following those policies, following the advice of the World Economic Forum, being a good foot soldier to people like Klaus Schwab, who says in the future, you'll own nothing and be happy. And by the way, you'll eat bugs and any meat that you eat will be grown in a lab. This is the dystopian future they want for humanity, at least those of us who survive. And that's United Nations Agenda 2030. Where are we now? 2022? We've got 8 years left before that plan is fully implemented if they get away with it. But you know what? The good news is, Dane, I don't think they're going to get away with it. So many people are waking up to all of this stuff. Nobody knew who Klaus Schwab was 5 years ago, 3 years ago. I'm not sure when his name came on my radar, sometime within the last couple of years, I think, the World Economic Forum. And now we can see that these people meet and all of the terrible stuff they say, all of their terrible plans for humanity, they talk about, it gets recorded, and it's out there for anybody to go see. So they're not even hiding how much they hate us. They're not even hiding their disdain for humanity.
I agree with you on all points, and I will say this with complete conviction. Agenda 2030 will never reach fruition. We are not going to get that far. Collapse is here. I would be surprised personally, based on the frontline statistics we now have and the exponential nature of the equation that's unfolding, I will be surprised if we reach the end of this year without our reality going upside down. And that equates to this, that the moment that the totality of what's unfolding cannot be hidden from populations, those in power will play even bigger cards. And we are perilously close to that moment because the gravity of what's unfolding is all but impossible to hide at this point, getting worse by the day. And I would argue much bigger shoes are going to drop soon from those in power. So we're not going to reach 2030 or even 2025 without a total capsizing of our reality. And again, statistically, once this whole paradigm breaks down, the die-off becomes exponential as well. And that's a given at this point. But I would also argue again, Sean, if we're here for a reason, and you wouldn't do what you do unless you felt a sense of mission to make a difference. And I would argue, if we're not here for that, then why are we here? And no matter how long the odds are against, for example, if your child was in a burning house and you knew there was almost no chance to save them, would you not try? Of course we try. And who knows what allies we may yet have that we're not aware of. I mean, this, I don't want to imply any specifics into that, but there's much we don't know. But the bottom line is doing what's right because it's right, no matter how long the odds are against success, is still the right thing to do. And if we do that, we may yet accomplish profound good, even at this late hour.
Yeah, I know. We are all in this fight. We're in this fight together. It's just, I think what is a little disheartening is that there are so many different vector points that the enemies are attacking us from, that it gets difficult. You know, it's not a traditional wartime battle. You know, it's not as though we can see the enemy. They're across the field. The point being is that they're attacking us from all different vector points. And that's very, very demoralizing. And I think that's on purpose. You know, it's demoralizing to get nuked off of social media. It's demoralizing to be attacked. It's demoralizing to have hit pieces done on you. It's demoralizing to be fact-checked by liars. And let's just talk about actionable steps as we round out the conversation. And I never plug this sponsor, but I'm going to right now since I mentioned Storable Foods. Now, that's just a Band-Aid over a gaping wound, but I want to show folks something. If you go to preparewithsgt.com, it'll take you to our sponsor, My Patriot Supply. And just one quick point I want to make. The three-month emergency food supply has gone up in price $100 in just the past couple of months. So now they're hitting us so hard with inflation on top of everything else, Dane. It is really, how would you even say? It's like boiling a frog alive, right? It's a frog in the boiling pot. They're hitting us with a lack of food and on top of that, inflation. It's just, oh my God, what are some actionable steps people can take?
First, I want to say about everything you just stated, and I'm not patronizing you, but you are so intelligent, Sean, and so articulate, and your points are so rational and reasonable. And I'm certainly with you on all those points. And I would argue we need to all boil it down to considering every day and everything we do, what's within our control and what's not, and focus on what is. And if we do focus all our energies on what is, instead of spinning circles on what isn't, we can yet make forward progress in this battle. And as hopeless as it looks, again, who can say what elements may yet fall in our favor that we're unaware of? And the preparing is important to do, no matter how dark the horizon looks. And maybe it is a Band-Aid for the moment, but that Band-Aid may help to provide options that may in the long run make a difference. So again, I'm with you on all your points and the importance of preparing for what's coming, because it is a given. It's not an if or a may or a might. It's going to happen. Collapse is going to happen. In regard to what we can do, again, if we can reach a critical mass of awareness, and awareness doesn't just mean knowing, it means being inspired to take action in whatever way any individual can, given their individual circumstances, because none of us are in a position to do nothing. And if we can expand the bonfire, if you will, of awareness to those around us and ask them to do the same, and if we can reach a critical mass of those that realize they're fighting for their lives, we could change the composition of what's unfolding. And that's worth fighting for. And I would say, even with Sean, you know, even with biblical scripture, it doesn't say if it looks hopeless, just sit down and do nothing, does it?
No.
Just stay at your post no matter what. Before you knew, your guilt was washed away. Now that you know, your guilt remains. We're responsible, based on biblical scripture and many other great traditions, to do everything we can while we're here. There's a reason we're here, and the reason is not to do nothing. So again, I would argue we need to focus on what's within our control, take steps every single day, prioritize every single day. And the priority is not a personal pursuit of pleasure. The priority is to make a difference in the world. I would argue we don't own our lives. We owe it. We owe it. And we should start acting like it, especially to our posterity, to the web of life, without which we wouldn't be here. We need to start behaving in a manner that acknowledges that. So again, as dark as the horizon looks, if we collectively stand together and have a correct compass heading, we may yet make a profound difference again, even at this late hour. And how to wake people up around you. I stress this, do it effectively and efficiently. We're playing chess. We need to learn how to play well. And in the case of climate engineering, running out in the street, pointing at the sky and ranting does not help to wake people up. It simply shuts them down. Share credible data from a credible source. We try to provide that at geoengineeringwatch.org. We pass on our printed, high quality printed materials for less than our cost at this point, because we haven't raised our costs and all our costs have gone up. If you pass on a picture, it's worth 1,000 words, as the proverb goes. And that's all available on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, again, for less than our cost. And that kind of data can wake people up exponentially more effectively than anything you can say verbally. Ask others to do the same. If we can push this issue to light and reach the tipping point where it has to be acknowledged from official sources, we would have a chance of changing the composition of the wall we're about to hit at full velocity.
Very, very important words from Dane Wigington. Guys, the website is geoengineeringwatch.org. Speaking of biblical scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. So put on all the armor that God gives, that when that evil day comes, you will be able to defend yourself. And when the battle is over, you will be standing firm. These are the times that try men's souls, Dane, aren't they?
They are. And if I could interject one more factor that's imperative for those in congregations to hold their so-called spiritual leaders accountable. And there is immense hypocrisy coming from the pulpit as well, for the same reasons it's coming from the environmental groups, because those behind the pulpit are trying to protect their 501c3 nonprofit. I've met with all the leaders of the major institutions in Northern California, and their first response in every single case was, "We don't need your information. It's all in big hands. We don't need to worry about it." Wait, hold on. And I have confronted them. You show me in scripture where it says it's okay to do nothing. Parable of the talents makes clear that's not okay. And again, as the what I just recited, before you knew your guilt was washed away, now you know your guilt remains. You are not allowed to do nothing or to tell your congregation to do nothing. So it's up to congregations to hold their so-called spiritual leaders accountable to their own scripture and to help us in this battle while they're standing. It's not an option. It's an obligation, an absolute obligation. So that effort will take all of us, because those in power, again, could not do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority population, Sean, and that needs to change now.
100%. 100%. All right, friends, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. But first and foremost, Dane, I want to thank you for what you do, and I want to thank you for your time today. It's been fabulous. It's been absolutely fantastic to catch up with you.
The same back at you. And without individuals like yourself completely dedicated to making a difference in the world, we would not be able to get our information out there. So again, Sean, same gratitude back to you.
Oh, thanks. I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? I mean, all any of us really want is truth and justice. That's actually what we hunger for most, Dane, is truth and justice. If the truth would be told by the mainstream horror media, then the truth would get out to the people, and the people would rise up and demand that these people like Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates be indicted for their crimes against humanity. And then the arrests would actually happen, and then we might get justice. And then the tipping point would be reached, and we could take our world back. So it's a no-brainer. It's very simple. We just want truth and justice. And in this world, as Orwell said, we get precious little of it.
Fully agree. And for each and every individual listening, again, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do, each of us need to focus on what we do, which is our own responsibility. And if we each do that, we can yet perhaps turn the tide in a direction that would make a difference, even at this late hour. So again, we all need to examine what's within our control. And our will is our greatest gift by the Creator. It's the gift that cannot be taken from us, from anyone. And we need to exercise that will correctly, morally, honorably. If we do that, the story ends well, no matter what happens, Sean.
Yeah. Well, God bless the truth tellers. And there's so many new people in this fight for truth, Dane. Really inspirational people who are, you know, pushing the needle and showing up at school boards and threatening to sue over mask mandates and vaccine mandates and following through and getting these vipers to stand down. There are so many new people that are being inspired by people like you. And that inspires me. It should inspire everybody. So God bless you, Dane. Thanks for coming on today.
My honor. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you, as always, to our subscribe stars. If you're not a subscribe star, recall we did get kicked off of Patreon, and we really do appreciate your support, subscribe stars, and our members at sgtreport.tv. Y'all are keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media whore lies, you can visit us directly for free at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
People say no plane hit the Pentagon. Some say a plane did hit the Pentagon. Others say a plane flew over the Pentagon. A missile hit the Pentagon. Pre-placed explosives racked the Pentagon, or some combination of both to cause the damage, the initial damage prior to the collapse that you see in this photograph here.